Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Disaster. I don't use that terminology very much. Disaster. It's the only way to describe what's happening. I can't connect the dots in my head, other than folks are too lazy to work, why no one will work right now. No one. Folks, there are thousands of jobs. I have a good friend who owns a trucking company. Chuck Hamill, Pitt, Ohio. One of the best employers on earth. You can make $100,000. You're home every day. 6 o'clock. 100 truckers. I'm going to do a job fair. I'm thinking Wednesday. No one wants to work. Disaster right now in the restaurant industry. In no uncertain terms. Thousands of employees. I'm working. I'm going in. How do I know this? My good friend Bubba.
Hey.
Is disaster the right word?
Well, how about this? So I had to close two of my restaurants this weekend because I didn't have employees.
Closed.
So my Bubba's Gourmet Burgers and Beer in South Point was closed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you know how we had talked about cooks?
Right.
I need more servers and bartenders. So I want you to think about this. I want you to wrap your brain around this for a moment. I have my current staff, who is amazing. Right. Think about this. They'll come in, let's say, on a Saturday, and they'll work 4 till 9, 4 till 10, right? So that's what, 5 hours, 6 hours at the most? And they'll go home with $200,
$300. Tips.
And I can't get anybody that wants those jobs.
No.
So you could work, think about this. You could work 3 or 4 days a week part-time, working 25 hours a week, right? And make $600 or $700 a week just part-time. And I can't get people to apply. I had to close. I have Lucha Street Tacos on Murray Avenue, Squirrel Hill, right next to Minio's.
Brand new.
Right, brand new. Just opened up on April 1st. Less than a month old. I had to close down Saturday and Sunday because the employees I had didn't come to work. And
what?
I had nobody replace them.
What do you mean they didn't come?
They called off. I can't work today.
All of them?
All of them. There's three of them.
Oh, my God.
I can't even get enough employees to be open full time. I'm only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday because I don't have enough staff to even be open a full time schedule. I can't even get enough humans that want to work. And that job averages between hourly rate and tips somewhere between $16 and $22 an hour.
And they're saying to hell with you. They just didn't show. They didn't even call you.
Well, they did. The one called off and said, I can't be there. I don't know why. They don't give me a why. I don't get the whys. And what do you do, though? I mean, what do you do? So if I gave you, I want to give you an example, right? At my restaurant in South Point, just to give you an idea of what we've missed out on. So this weekend, there was a huge basketball tournament inside the Princegate Arena.
Yeah, yeah.
There was hockey tryouts for the Rink Rats, and there was a PGA event at the golf, at the golf course right outside. Do you have any idea what, if I had to guess my losses from this weekend?
20,000.
Close.
20,000.
Close.
You have to eat.
Yep.
You still have to pay the mortgage.
Yep.
The insurance.
Yep. Electric, all of it. Absolutely. And my income from this weekend. And then think about the employees that I do have.
Wow.
Think about the employees that I do have, the cooks that I do have that are employed. They lost their income as well. So it's a trickle-down effect and not in a good way. I did an open hiring event last week.
Open hiring event.
Last week, and zero people showed up.
Zero.
Zero. I have another open hiring event tomorrow from noon till 4, looking for servers and bartenders in South Point. and I'm praying people show up. People do say they're showing up though, right? So they say, I'll see you at 1 o'clock. I'll be there. And I confirm, just confirming, Marty, you're going to be the 1 o'clock. Yes, Bob, I'll be the 1 o'clock. And then they never show up.
So,
and I don't know why.
There are hundreds of thousands of these stories across the country.
Listen, you can drive past any restaurant in southwestern Pennsylvania, and you will see help wanted signs outside. There's not one restaurant that I know of personally that isn't short-staffed.
So I did a bunch of reading on this, and here's what they are saying.
Okay.
That your business sucks. The benefits sucks. It's yep. misogynist. It attracts addiction. The hours are horrible. This is the new theory. Pre-pandemic, I love this gig. I love the hours. I love the fact that I can make this money. Now it sucks.
And listen, I put on my Facebook page, basically, we had to close for a lack of staffing. That's all I said. I was like, I apologize. We don't want to be closed, but we're closed, right? And it becomes this giant political debate. Some guy was arguing with us because we can't guarantee them their money. So if I say that, like one of my employees posted in rebuttal, say, even on my slowest shift, when we're really slow and there's not a lot of, I still make $100 in cash in a shift, right? And then the guy responded, well, if you're willing to guarantee that.
So, Bubba, I'm at a loss. Tell me what it is. Are they lazy?
I don't think so. Part of it is I think people are still uncertain about going back into a workforce where they have to deal with the general public every single day, right? There's that part of it, right? So face-to-face interaction. So I think that's part of it. And I just don't know whether, you know, I don't know, but it scares me.
Yeah.
Because I can't even count the amount of people I could hire. And ready? My West Virginia store? I don't have this problem at all.
In West Virginia?
No problem at all. I'm staffed.
Seriously?
West Virginia, I'm good. And West Virginia's unemployment, the way that they do their unemployment is much better than the state of Pennsylvania. Much easier to access.
You know, they had the greatest population loss of all 50 states. They're paying people to move there.
Yes, I did.
I'm not suggesting it's bad. It's just not nirvana.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of things that they're doing down there as well, but I just don't know what to do. So, think about this. I had to shut down operations, closed. And say and then like I said, I have people that are losing income as a result of this. The people that want to work, I'm like, I was trying to put them in other restaurants.
Bob, at what point do you say I got to bag this?
I can't. This is my life. This is my everything. I'm in debt.
Right.
Every ounce. So ready to give you the pain.
Right.
I have three children in college.
Absolutely.
All three of my children's college funds are at zero, no money at all, because I put all of that money back in my restaurants. Mm. I can't walk away. I can't. I put every ounce of my livelihood into these restaurants.
Hey,
to keep
I've
them
had
alive
guys that had $6 million in the restaurants on the air here crying, telling me the same story. $6 million.
I know. I'm telling you. So, and for the people that do work for me, for my staff, that is so amazing. I would never shut it down for them because they understand. They understand, and they make good livings. They make good livings.
At what point do the banks say to hell with you, to hell with your kids, to hell with your business, man? You're done.
No.
Right?
How about this? No. That's not a good option.
It's stressful as hell, though.
Oh, you can't imagine. If I literally open up my phone and let you scroll through my text messages, you literally would quit for me.
And we begged for people to come to your business.
I know. I know you did. So the question is, will anybody show up at my open hiring event? And that only takes one restaurant. That doesn't even take care of my Score Hill location.
But at least tell people where it is and when anyway.
I'm having an open hiring event, servers, bartenders, every position in a restaurant tomorrow from noon till 4. Bubba's Gourmet Burgers and Beer, Princescape Arena in South Point, right on South Point Boulevard, right inside the arena.
All right, brother. Thanks for your honesty.
No, thank you. And listen, if you ever, and by the way, on behalf of, I'm just one restaurateur.
That's right.
You're speaking for thousands. If you want to be a server and a bartender and I'm too far away, find a restaurant near you, call them, look at them on Facebook and say, I want to come back to work.
That's right.
Whether it's me or somebody else, please help the restaurateurs out. If you can't help me, help somebody else.
Thanks, brother.
Thanks, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.